What's going on, man? You're checking out CBG Radio. On this episode, I want to get into WAC 100. Speaking on Master P. Birdman, Nick Cannon, Ashanti, and Irv Gotti. Let's get into it.
I mean, I know a lot of them going through but I'm going to tell you this. Master P ain't got motherfucking 20% of Nick Cannon money. You out your fucking mind, nigga.
Damn, 20?
Man, nigga, do you understand?
I'm trying to understand.
Why did he ever have it or he lost it?
Niggas gotta understand that baby structured his own shit so he could own.
Moderator, don't mute me, man.
Hey, bro, listen. Hey, listen. Let me ask you something. No Limit folded when?
2002.
Okay. 20 years later, Birdman still dropping albums. Right? Y'all really go, come on, man.
Y'all, like that one time in like
80-20 split his way. Get the fuck.
Okay, let's stop pocket watching niggas. No bullshit.
Yeah, what are y'all talking about? Y'all niggas just go off a name. What you gonna say next? Suge Knight got money too? You niggas, what's wrong with you niggas, man?
Master P don't even got Birdman's catalog. As far as what Cash Money's producing and what No Limit's producing.
Right. But was that at one time, wasn't he balling?
Yeah, at one time.
Bro. How do you lose the money?
Yeah, about so where all that bread went?
Don't you know? Oh, what? Hey, bro. Hey, listen,
only
listen,
whack
listen,
ass that shit, man.
Fuck. Y'all think, bro, listen. What you think if the money stop coming in and it's all going out, what happens?
Bills. You know what I'm saying? Your bills are going to fall.
They're going to bankrupt.
It's going to be expenses.
He doesn't own any masters from No Limit?
He ain't own no masters. The feds own the masters.
Oh, wow.
When the last time No Limit dropped a deal?
You don't own no masters.
But where's his residual income?
1980.
Does he have any residual income?
He doesn't have no residual income then.
Oh, my God.
Is that where it comes from, bro?
Whack, I wouldn't blame you if you left, man. These niggas are gone, man.
All I'm saying is if you gave me at least 500K right now, right, I'd be straight.
That ain't no money, bro.
That makes sense.
That's no blow in a second.
You know what to do with it? That's money, bro.
Okay. Man, listen, bro. Listen.
He lost his
masters due to taxes. You feel me? No Limit Records has folded and hasn't sold a record since 2002. I doubt if anybody streams their music. You feel me? Rap Snacks. Hold on, listen, bro. Listen, bro. Let me speak, bro. Rap Snacks makes a substantial amount of money. Pretty sure his noodles make somewhat amount of money. But he doesn't have the amount of money that Nick Cannon has. You feel me? Nick Cannon was the chairman at Teen Nick. You feel me? He owns his own headphone brand. He has incredible diapers coming out. Pretty sure they have wipes coming out. He has a label.
No, he ain't got nothing to do with the diaper company. Yeah. Listen, he only get 5%. But look, Nick Cannon, right? He was the COO of Nickelodeon. He was the motherfucking COO of Red, right? All these TV shows you see hosting, bro, he's an owner in them. He's just not talent, right? All this shit, Masked Singer, all this shit he's doing, that nigga, bro, them is $100 million contracts, $40 million contracts at a time, bro. Like, I don't get what the fuck.
Hey, Wack, was Mariah a big factor in him getting all those deals? Because I didn't see him doing all that.
Nick Cannon was Nick Cannon. Mariah's a singer. Nick's an actor, the comedian. He's always been in his own lane. Like, Nick was in movies and doing this shit his way up. Why you think Mariah fucked with him? You think she fucked with him because he was a nobody? I'm going to do the math.
Yo, talk that talk. Let me ask you a question.
Nah, she was a
quick tape. Apologize, bro. Hold on, I got a quick question, right? So when these rappers sign,
Yo, one night, one night.
Yo, how do you feel about Petey Pablo saying that it was gay shit in Death Row?
Didn't even get the chance.
He was gay. I told y'all he was gay. You don't remember I told y'all he was, him and Johnny Gill was over there doing some gay shit? I told y'all that months ago.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Whoa, bro.
Stream ATM Papa Music on all platforms.
We got you, young boy. We got you. Hey, dope boy, you got a picture of the homie Young Frogs. Cedar and Peace on your profile. Who is that, blood?
What's good, Junior?
Ooh, Frog?
Go ahead, bro. Ask your question.
Well, I see this dude who got the young homie, Young Frog, Cedar in Peace, as his profile
that's
picture.
My brother.
Oh, so you might go. Oh, you King Frog son too?
Nah. Ain't nothing.
You
like
said that's your brother. Like that's your homeboy. Because like, you know, I fuck with you, Big Frog.
My brother though, like my brother.
I have
real brother.
Okay, hold on. I'll follow you, homie, for sure. I fuck with GTD for sure.
Who are your PTR, Wack?
Huh?
Who in your PTR, blood?
Oh, that's me and my daughter. That's a baby picture of me when I was about 7 or 8, my daughter, when she was little. She's 17 now. She's going to kill me for that picture when she wake up. She'll be all right.
Let me ask you a quick question.
That's your
right
twin,
there.
For sure.
Huh?
That's your twin.
Yeah, I was her age in that picture. What up?
She's 17 now.
Yo, hey, can I speak on No Limited Cash Money shit?
Hey, yo, Harlem, ask you a question, bro.
Man, do me care, man.
Bro, you can't compare those two labels, bro. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. Cash Money, bro, Birdman was a man, had millions, bro, before he was mainstream, dog. Like, Cash Money went back to, like, bouncing music and shit. Like, Cash Money been out there a long time.
Yeah, but
I got it. Like, yeah, that's all you had to say.
We all know this shit.
Push your life on that
nigga, man.
Hey, yo, Wack, let me ask you this question. It's a serious question, right? So, if these popping artists sign to a record label, and when it comes to contract agreements, and when you get an entertainment lawyer, how come they still get jerked out of their masters? If you get a lawyer, that's supposed to
I don't even know what y'all talking about, bro. Jerked out of my nigga, you ain't listening to me, bro. I don't know who you niggas be listening to. The fuck you think you is? We gonna spend all 5-10 minutes and give you your Mac? That don't even fucking make sense, bro. Fuck you think you gonna come in? You a nobody. We gotta build you. Spend all this money creating you. All this shit we gotta do. We gonna give you your masters. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
A popular artist.
What are you talking about? Y'all don't even know.
For all artists, nigga.
Yo, Tati, who was fighting for his masters?
Who? Who fighting for their masters?
The game is rigged. Fighting for his masters, Prince.
Yo, I'm going to tell y'all right now, man. Whatever y'all ask, Wack, man, this y'all stop dumb. He going to make y'all look dumber.
The game is rolling.
Hey, bro, let me get this right.
Yeah, Tati is
fighting Irv Gotti. Throw salt in the game.
Yeah, but she
ain't nobody
fighting,
give me no motherfucking bean, nigga.
Hey, listen, she's not fighting.
Yeah, he made you a moderator. That's what that means, Tati.
She's doing her shit over now.
Listen, and Irv ain't got to give her a motherfucking thing at all. Because guess what? Listen, this is what you ain't seeing. Guess what? Guess if Irv would have gave her that $500,000 and fucked off that other $2 million, billed you, and if it wouldn't work, then who holding the bag? You niggas is crazy, bro.
That's a fact.
He rolled the dice, nigga, and he hit. Nigga, that's it.
Says you finna re-record all her shit, on her new shit.
Nigga, the contract.
He get none of it. He'll get...
She said after 20 years, that shit do some shit, revert back, and goddamn, she get to goddamn re-record everything. She just gotta use a different... she did an interview on Breakfast Club. The other day.
Bro, listen to me. After 20 years.
Dirty, come here.
Listen, that still ain't gonna take away from Irv's ownership of his mask. That's it. That shit is crazy how y'all think. Give the orders back. Wait up.
That will be looked at as a sample.
I go spend all this money.
Nah, she gonna re-record the vocals and shit.
Look, what?
Hold on. Let me talk. I go spend all this money building the motherfucking artist. And do what I did, they pop. And you want me to give you back what I invested in to continue to make money? That ain't how that work, bro.
Yo, Tati, how long?
But I'm saying you already got 20 years. You done took 20 years of the
I wouldn't give a fuck, nigga. I'm gonna stop Bro, if I bought a motherfucking stock, nigga, and they gonna say, well, we've been paying you for 20 years, give the stock back to the company. What the fuck are you talking about? It's my stock.
God, you gonna slay with
me. I don't
nigga,
get what you niggas talking about. It's my stock, nigga.
Yo, you acting like one of the corporate bosses or some shit like that. I ain't
gonna exactly.
Nigga, well, what
he
you
He is a corporate
mean?
Boss, nigga.
Well, listen.
What you in the business for, nigga? For 20 years, you done made goddamn at least more than 20 million.
Hey, yo, the name of the game is something.
Okay, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. So what about the 5-10 million niggas spent? What about that?
You got that shit back in the first 5 years.
No. That's the investment. Do you know what investment means? Do you know that what an investment means? I'm going to invest in this so I can make my money back and continue to make money off of my investment. You don't fucking invest in something to give it back, bro.
That's property.
They don't know about the ROI.
Hey, whack, push that knife. Hey, all you niggas better go independent then. Y'all hear this shit.
Go independent, and guess what? You ain't got the 5-10 million to spend on yourself so you can become a millionaire. Then what?
Oh, man. So
hey, everybody ain't going that route.
But, nigga, call it. Well, let me see it happen.
Oh, you got to do whatever best for the situation.
Hey, check this out. Check this out.
Hey,
look.
Hey, look.
I'm a nigga go from you, a nigga go from living at his mama house or working a 9-to-5 job, you feel me, and then get an opportunity of their life and get opportunity to make millions and millions of dollars and generate generational wealth. You feel me? The nigga that's investing that money in, bro, what if you don't make that back? You do realize bro give you an advance, right?
Bro, he already described that, bro, but that ain't the point.
No, listen, bro. Listen. Blood give you $250,000 up front, right, as an advance, right?
Fuck out of here.
Let's say Blood.
He don't know nothing about no music anyway. He don't know nothing. He probably renting anyway. And he probably in his girlfriend's Section 8 spot.
You feel me now? Look, hold on. Hold on, whack. Hey, listen.
Right now.
Hold on.
Questions, man.
Hold on. Listen, bro. If Blood sign you get in advance for 250K, help you get a spot in the car, pay for your studio time, pay for the promotion, pay for the features. You feel me? Also pay for it to get distributed to different radio stations, different streaming platforms. Is that coming out your pocket or bros?
Hey, the question is, Papa, would you sign a 360?
Hey, so
yes, nigga, I'm broke.
Sign you, bro. You straight, man. No master, no none of that shit that you talking, right?
You gotta.
Hey, bro, let me get this right.
Bro, I'm broke right now, nigga. So, if Blitz, hold on, listen.
One my phone.
Hold on, let me talk to this dude, right? Hey, little bro, listen. I don't know if you've been reading what you've been reading or who you've been listening to, but bro, if you got all your own shit, what are we talking about? Do it yourself, nigga.
Didn't need for
you got all your
yourself.
Own shit. Do it yourself. Yep. If you saying since a nigga ain't should have no ownership in what he invested in, do it yourself.
But there's talk a about this catalog. Your catalog is livelihood, my boy. You can't have
Hey, bro, listen. Why do you think we invest? We are building our catalog. They get their cut. Now they want all of it. Fuck. Right. What? Nigga, what you mean? All you want me to give it back? Nigga, if I didn't spend what I spent, make you who I make, nigga, we make them niggas. Don't get it fucked up, nigga.
Hey, but not all of it, but after 20 years, you can do a nigga like 60-40 or something. 70,
I ain't gonna
30.
Do shit. I'm gonna do what we agreed to, nigga.
That's a fact.
Man, how y'all gonna tell a nigga that's tried and proven?
Nigga, read your
and he trying to tell y'all what's up, man.
This what she's supposed to do.
Bro, we talking about after 20 years, bro.
Hey, watch this. Let me give you some game, bro. Let me give you some game. You notice that when she left Irv now, couldn't get a deal. She ain't dropped no music that did nothing. How about that, nigga?
Instagram model.
How about that, nigga?
Know what that tells Instagram model.
You know what that tells you?
I hate it.
No.
Music.
Dumbass. No, you know what that tells you? It was some value. It was some value in what Irv then was doing. Obviously, she couldn't get it. She couldn't get it done herself after he made her. So why she just don't start her own catalog since you already own and put out your own albums? You can own 100% of them. What happened?
It ain't like she fucked the label up.
Man, G-Unit ain't got no niggas, man.
Hey, check this out. Hey, check this out.
Listen,
hey, Wack. Hey, Wack. He don't understand that signing an artist is a risk. A nigga might not make it. A nigga might make it. But the money that somebody spend on signing up.
Check it out, CBG Radio, man. All right, now, WAC 100. Okay. I can't really speak too much on this guy because I don't really know of him like that. I have heard of him. I heard he was affiliated with Death Row, The Game, I think, at some point. And then I remember some years ago, I think it was like right before The Chronicles came out, like when BET started doing all the Chronicles that came out with the Death Row Chronicles, No Limit, Rough Riders, something like that, around some time like that anyway. I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was WAC 100, not for sure, but he like was posting stuff on Twitter that he had the keys to the vault of Death Row Records and posted some pictures. I mean, I don't really know about this guy, so I can't really speak too much on him. And as far as what Suge goes, I mean, you got to take everything Suge say with a grain of fucking salt, man. Like, because Suge will switch up and make everybody look like the bitch or whatever you want to call it. However, if WAC 100 is legit, I mean, we should know more about this motherfucker than we do Suge and Master P and all of this other shit. Now, as far as the 360 deals go, 360 deals, they haven't been out that long. 360 deals came out when it came to more or less kind of like around the streaming era, stuff like that. For the most part. Now, you get your other deals, your older deals, everything else like that. I mean, my thing is this. All right. If Master P is almost or fucking broke, damn sure doesn't look like it. And they're talking about the music. They're talking about the music. Okay. Well, to me, I mean, honestly, I've been a fan of No Limit, even, you know, as of now, still a fan of No Limit, you know, when they drop some hot music, whatever, I'll listen to it, check it out. I'm always looking for some new stuff. You know, they signed, or they had Eastwood over there at one point in time, but I mean, you gotta think about all the other stuff that Master P did. He did way more than a lot of these other companies, CEOs, everything else like that. So, I mean, if you're talking about music-wise, but you're not talking about everything else. You know, you're not talking about all the movies, Little Romeo shit, like everything else like that. I mean, could it be true? Possibly, but who knows? I mean, honestly, who knows? Doesn't look like Master P is hurting for any goddamn money. Anytime you see him in his fucking house or, you know, popping up here and there, none of that. I mean, you know, he ain't showing up without jewelry, none of that shit. I mean, this is crazy to me. You know, honestly. I mean, you see his sons getting paid to go to college and all of this stuff with how they do the, you know, the scholarships and everything else like that. I mean, they making these movies. Granted, they may not be as good as Master P used to make movies. Or, I mean, honestly, Master P's movies have never really been, like, exceptional movies. None like that. I mean, I think it was perfect for the time being. But I would honestly say, as far as quality goes, I got the hookup, Foolish, but Foolish was Eddie Griffin's movie. I mean, some movies had good, you know, good, they looked better as far as the quality goes, but they never really sold like that. So, but there were some movies that were okay. I mean, like I said, you know, I got the hookup, Foolish. I'm trying to think if there were any other ones, but you have to think about everything else. You have to think about, like I said, the little Romeo stuff, TV shows, all of that. I mean, if this guy ain't making any money, I mean, what? He had the Skull Candy Rum. He's got his own shoes, etc. Things like that. Yeah, the Wrap Snacks. Yeah, the noodles, cereal, etc. But, I mean, honestly, I don't really see. Maybe he is broke. Who knows? But doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like it. I would like to know more about WAC 100, that's for sure. And, I mean, since he is this, got all this knowledge and everything else, I mean, WAC 100 should be sitting on more money than Suge, Master P, Birdman, all of that. I mean, honestly. I mean, and if not, why are you counting somebody else's money? Who are you? Like, honestly, who are you? Who are you? Like, what is your purpose? I could kind of understand the aspect of what he was talking about as far as, nah, we made an agreement, this, this, and this. However, that's not, that wouldn't be too accurate, because I'm sure if he was just an artist signed to somebody else, he would probably want his publishing back. But people like Puffy or whoever that get a publishing back, they can afford to do that shit. They can afford to do that. You think Puffy is hurting for some goddamn money? That shit ain't happening. So, honestly. But I don't know. I don't know who this guy is or whatever. I mean, according to Suge, like I said, you got to take everything with a grain of salt with Suge. But according to Suge, you know, this guy just apparently drove trucks around for Suge. I don't know. I have no idea what this guy was. So I don't know what he was to Death Row. I don't know what he was to the game. I mean, I heard he was affiliated with the game at some point, something like that. I don't know. I don't know who this guy is, or where he's coming from, or how much money he's got, or anything else like that. But if that's the case, and everything he's speaking is facts, then we should be talking about him more than we should be talking about Master P, Puffy, Russell Simmons, Birdman, Jay Prince, all of these motherfuckers. Like, we should be talking about him and what he got coming out, or what he's doing. Just my opinion. So I don't know who this guy is, honestly. Can't really speak on him like that, so I'm not gonna, but it is what it is. I don't know who this guy is. I just heard of him from being affiliated with certain things, or when he comes out and does an interview or something like that, so I don't really know. But very interesting. So if Master P is broke, I do not see how. I mean, he had other sources of income coming since then, and just because you don't drop an album or anything like that doesn't mean you're broke. I mean, he's came out with albums, he's came out with songs with Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, everything else like that. I mean, so all of this he's paying for it somehow. I mean, he's making music videos. I mean, he was making a shitload of music videos with all of these guys that he has on his roster before, within the few years, like the few years that I've still continued to watch Master P, No Limit, and everything else like that. You know, they are dropping music videos, songs, everything else like that. So, how is he paying for all of this if he's broke? His daughter, Symphonique, she made all kinds of videos, everything else like that. I mean, he had his shows, you know, Masterpiece, Family Empire. I mean, all of these things that was on Reels, everything. You know, growing up hip-hop, things like that. He's getting money somewhere. So, I don't know who this Whack 100 guy really... I don't really know who he is. So, it makes for interesting conversation and clickbait. But, you never know. Now, yeah, of course, Nick Cannon, you know, everybody knows what he does, everything else like that. But, I mean, you can't sit there and say, okay, Master P's broke, but you see him living in that fucking house and driving all his damn Rolls Royces and every fucking thing else. But, I mean, hey, I don't know. Ain't like I'm cool with Master P like that. We don't live down the road from each other or anything else like that. So, I don't know. But let me know what you guys think about this conversation. Y'all know anything about Whack 100? Hit the inbox. Let me know. Maybe he's telling the truth. Maybe he ain't. Who knows? I mean, honestly, right now, like, unless you are Cardi B, any of these artists like that, I mean, I would imagine there's still some money in music, but it's not the same. So, a lot of artists nowadays can do everything on their own. All you need to do is learn your craft, learn your business. That's it. Like, honestly, that is it. Do research. Look it up. Everything nowadays is at the palm, literally, in the palm of your hand. So, I mean, you can look at 50. Is 50 being broke because he ain't making no music? Come on now. Nah, he into other shit. Diddy ain't dropped the album in how long? But he doing other shit. So, I don't know. But it's crazy that other people get on here and count other people's money. I mean, yeah, you could look at Birdman being rich and all that, but how many artists did he take from? I mean, honestly, and that's been a thing for Cash Money with Juvenile and all of them. So, I mean, everybody say Master P always pay his people and everything else like that. So, take it how you want to take it. I think can't be too broke, Master P. I mean, honestly, but you never know. So, who knows? Appreciate y'all checking out the show. Let me know what you think. I'll drop another episode soon. Y'all stay tuned. Make sure you hit us up. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, MixCloud, YouTube, all of that shit. Instagram, all of that. You can listen to the show, of course, on the Anchor app, Spotify, Apple Music as well. Thanks for checking out CBG Radio, man.